to a woman. They had no children. They had a dog, a boxer dog called Rookie. And they never had children. And she was a nice woman, too. They were nice people. And Ted, when he died, I was heartsick. I mean, just awful. I mean, off of that ball club, I'd go down the lineup. There's not too many of them living. Mm-hmm. First base, Klazuski's dead. Johnny Temple at second base, dead. Shortstop, Roy McMahon, just died a couple years ago. Grady Hatton, I think, is still living, third base. Bobby Adams, I think, he was the utility. He's uh-huh. still living, I believe. The outfield, center field was Gus Bell. He's gone. Right field, Wally Post, he's gone. Left field, Jim Greengrass, still living. Catcher was Andy Semenik. I don't know if Andy's living.
He's living.
He is?
Yeah, he's in
Pennsylvania somewhere? That's where he was
Florida.
From.
He's in Florida.
Andy is still living?
He was. I don't know. I sent him a letter about a year and a half ago and he signed the card for me.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Andy Semenik was a real nice man, real nice guy, and
he's real active in his church down there.
Oh, really?
Yeah, and in fact, he doesn't charge.
Andy's got to be 80-something.
Yeah, he doesn't charge for his autograph, but he asks you to make a donation to the church.
I will not either. I get autographs all the time because of this here internet. I got one I'm sending out right now that's from Greensboro, North Carolina. Uh-huh. I get them from everywhere. I sign them. I've had people say, if I owe you something, please tell me I'll send you a check. I write back. But get over there. You know, you might want to contact Gary. Gary is a nice guy. He's a real nice man. And who else was out here? There'd been a few ball players. Did you know that Bob Rush lives here, from the Cubs?
Yeah, I've met Bob.
Oh, you have?
Yeah, I haven't sat down.
Now wait, when did Bob get out of baseball? I saw him play when I was out of baseball already. But was he a third baseman or a pitcher?
Pitcher.
Pitcher. Okay, he was a pitcher. He could hit a golf ball as far as anybody. They used to have in Chicago, they had these golf tournaments uh-huh. for the ball players. He could hit a golf ball a mile. He could hit 400 feet. I mean, this guy was tremendous. But Bob Rush, yeah. You know who I was thinking of before that? Rushel, the right-hander, the kind of husky.
Right.
Rushel. There was a brother, too. He had a brother, too. There were two Russells.
You remember what number you wore?
42.
42? Did you wear
Same
that?
Same as Jackie Robinson.
Did you wear that in the minor leagues and?
No. I in the minor leagues, I wore different numbers. But 42 I wore in Cincinnati.
Uh-huh.
That should have that in the book, doesn't it?
Oh, it probably does in one book. I don't know.
I don't know.
I just.
Yeah, but I wore 42, same as Jackie Robinson.
Did they just give you a number, or did you ask for
no,
a particular?
They gave it to.
Just gave it to. You.
I think Art Fowler was 50 or 40. You know what? I should have a spring training book here somewhere that had all. You know who? Played with us too when I went back to the minors. Then he played for Cincinnati, and then he went to the Cubs and had a big year. Frankie Baumholtz.
Uh-huh.
Frankie Baumholtz played pro basketball and baseball. Did you know that?
No, I didn't.
Played for the Cleveland. What was the name of the Cleveland basketball team? What? Wait, you can speak out.
After your career was over, you said you went into your dad's petroleum business.
I was in the gas business, and we were jobbers at that time. It was Pure Oil Company.
Oh, okay.
Later on, it became Union Oil Company. Before Pure Oil Company, it was High Speed. You you're too young to remember that.
No.
That was the brand name in Ohio and Indiana, Ohio, Michigan.
Uh-huh.
In fact, Congressman Minchell, that was his family.
Oh, okay.
Owned the company. I knew Bill Minchell very well.
Uh-huh.
I knew that whole family, very nice people. I don't even know if Bill Minchell's still alive anymore. He used to write my dad all the time. He loved my dad.
Uh-huh.
We were jobbers with Union 76. I stayed in that business till 19... When did I get out of there? I left there in... I moved to Chicago, so 74. I must have got out of that business in about 71 or 2, 3, somewhere in there. Because I worked in a steel business after that. I went to Chicago and I worked for a company out of Cleveland, Sheffield Steel.
Oh, okay.
And I left my business. Well, I had gone through a divorce with my first wife. My kids are from my first wife, and we've been married 22 years already, 23 years.
Uh-huh.
And I left and I moved to Chicago, and then from there we went to California, to L.A., and we lived there for 6 years. I hated L.A. My wife liked it. She had a good job there. She liked it. Then I came here in 1988. Left Chicago in 82, stayed in L.A. for a while in the valley, and then we came here. I like it here.
Uh-huh.
People say, well, isn't it intimidating? Not really. If you can't gamble a lot if you live here. I used to like I play horses a little bit. I go with the Zimmer to the horse. I used to go in Chicago, when I lived in Chicago, I used to go to the track with Zimmer, Padres, and Boudreaux. We used to go to Sportsman Park. You talk about fun guys to be at the track with.
Yeah.
That's why I say, hey, I've been at the track where, what's his name? Pete Rose is there. He goes there all the time. I'll tell you who I sat with in Chicago on the track, and I had a good time with Mickey Rooney. You talk about a horse degenerate. He was.
Uh-huh.
He's funny. A funny man.
A good actor, too.
Oh, yeah. But I had a lot of fun. Boudreaux is still living, but he's really very bad, isn't he?
Yeah, he's real sick.
I hear he's...
has arthritis real bad. He can barely move.
You know, he was on the Whiz Kids, you know. He was a hell of a basketball player.
Right.
Lou.
Yeah.
Lou was a good... I'll tell you something. Lou's a great guy. He really hated his son-in-law. You know, his son-in-law.
Oh, yeah. McLean. Yeah.
But Denny McLean is the last 30-game winner. There will never be another 30-game winner. I don't think.
No.
Because of the nature of the game.
Right.
The relievers and all that, there'll never be, there will never be a 30-game winner. The guy would have to relieve in order to win 30.
Uh-huh. Yeah, they just don't play enough. They don't pitch enough games in a year.
You know... wait, hold it. Does it have my innings pitched here?
Yes, it does. Innings pitched right there.
You know, these guys think it's something to pitch 200 innings today, and I thought that there was some time that I pitched 300, but I guess I didn't.
Got you down. It's 216, the one there.
I had 185 here. Jeez, I thought... I gotta look this up. I don't know if that's correct. I didn't think I blew. We had a horrible team. That's where Luke Easter played with me. We were last place.
Oh,
that was a horrible team. I don't think we won 40 games.
Really?
I know that we didn't win many games. We were terrible.
What class was that?
Triple A.
Triple A, yeah.
That was, you see, they've changed all these leagues around now.
Yeah, it's hard to know.
This was B-ball, Sunbury. Charleston was A ball. Tulsa, double A. Columbia was A ball. This is triple A ball. Seattle was, Coastally was triple A. And this was triple A. Nino Escalera, you should mention that name. It's really funny. Because Nino was a nice guy. I don't know if he's still living. I have no idea.
I don't know.
He was from Puerto Rico or somewhere.
Uh-huh.
He's from one of those countries. Did you ever see that book that came out in the 50s? With all the major... Somebody came out with a picture book of the 1950s baseball. My son found it and he bought it and he brought... I think I have that here. Hold on. I've given them every...
Yes, it is. Nowadays, I think they make probably close to $175,000 per ball player.
To sign?
Just to sign. Just so that they could put their picture on a ball.
Oh, my God.
Every
single... See, they didn't have rookie cards.
Of course, they had... they have, like, seven or eight different companies now that...
Yeah, well, of course, they did. They had Bowman then, and they had Topps. We signed with Topps.
Uh-huh.
And Topps, $100 we got. Unbelievable. I mean, you know, when I think of what they get today and the things that are going on today... I feel we really got ripped off badly.
Do you watch any games?
Oh yeah, well, when I worked in the casino, I worked at the Maxim for 6 years, and I retired three times, but I got bored doing nothing. My wife said, "Sit there, watch television, you're gonna die." I said, "No, I'm going back to work."
Uh-huh.
I went back to work again now, I'm working. but it's the healthiest thing for you.
Right.
You
got to
keep
mind, busy.
Your blood is moving. I work too hard, though. I work too many hours. I mean, I don't work hard, but I put too many hours in. But it's healthy for me. And I'm trying to lose some weight now. I got so damn heavy. I weighed 150. I weigh over 250 now. I just lost 16 pounds.
Uh-huh.
I was, I'm trying to really get back down again. But my sons are good athletes. I got a couple grandchildren in Atlanta. They're going to be great. I got one if he grows. He's going to play. They just won the championship down in that part of the country to qualify to go to this national tournament next month in Dallas, Texas. They're going to play 9-year-olds. They play hardball. They do not play softball.
Oh, okay.
My 6-year-old granddaughter, she's the only girl in the league. She's picked third in the league when they did the drafting. She's good. She's just tiny. But she plays hardball. She ain't afraid of the ball. She loves it. That's his sister, the 9-year-old.
Uh-huh.
And he's good if he'll only grow. I hope he'll grow. He's some good athlete, good basketball player. Dribbled between both legs. He can do it all. My son did a smart thing. He put him in a inner city league with all black kids.
Uh-huh.
He had a ball. The kid learned what other people are like. That was good. I'm glad.
Yeah.
My son did it. He had a good time. He learned how to do all this stuff from those kids. They learn from one another. They're fabulous.
Was your son a good athlete? Or?
Yeah. He was small. He was a wrestler. He wrestled. He was 98 the whole time in high school.
Wow!
and he wrestled in college. He was good. He was a national AAU champ when he was 16 years old.
Yeah.
He was tough. Good kid. Good wrestler.
My daughter was a swimmer. In fact, she swam for Lakewood, so she swam against Cleveland Heights for 4 years.
Uh-huh.
And
well, naturally, because we played Cleveland, we played Lakewood all the time.
Right. Yeah. Yeah, they're in the same conference.
I got a granddaughter that's a good swimmer, too. They got a big meet today. I talked to them this morning
uh-huh.
in Atlanta. Yeah, I got a nice family. I got five grandchildren and two sons. My wife's got two sons, and she got two grandsons. And here's my wife. I don't know. She got this at a flea market. And she brought it home for me. This is great. It's a great picture of Wrigley Field.
Yeah. I'm going to the historical society I belong to is going to their convention's in Milwaukee this year.
Oh, really?
So we're going up to the new stadium, and one day we're going down to Wrigley Field.
Oh, you've never been to Wrigley?
I've never been to Wrigley.
It's a nice field. Yeah. It's a good place to watch a ball game.
Is it?
And the hot dog stands and everything around. I loved Chicago. Uh-huh. I got to tell you, when I lived there for 9 years, I loved it. I lived on the lake shore, in a high rise, not far from the ballpark. I mean, a few blocks, but I used to go to the ball games. I had a ball there.
Uh-huh.
And when I would get, well, the guy that was the general, he's the traveling secretary for the, he was a writer for years, and he's a traveling secretary for the Mets and the Yankees and a few ball clubs he was with, Art Richman.
Uh-huh.
Do you know Art?
Yeah, I've heard the name.
His brother Milt used to write for INS, International.
Uh-huh.
I don't know, he died, Milt died, but Artie, they were great Sox fans. Yeah, I mean, they were, not Sox, they were New York fans. They were
uh-huh.
from New York, they both, but they were very close with the Sox when Jim Rivera and those guys were playing.
Oh,
I don't
okay.
know if you remember Jim.
Yeah, I remember.
Jim Rivera, he was in jail, that's
yeah.
the guy that came out. He was a good ball player, Rivera.
Yeah.
But that's nice. Let's get on with what you got here.
I think I got everything that I thought about asking.
Okay.
And I really appreciate you sitting down with me and taking a little bit more time
than I... That's okay. I enjoyed it. You're a nice person, and